Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 CUNA GAC. Bye, Tom. We are here with Trellis' very own Steve Cass. How are you, Steve?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Start again. I just called you Tom.
Well, Tom was right over there, so I don't care. I'll answer to anything.
Hey,
so.
Mike. How you doing? What's going on?
I'm good. How are you, Steve?
Pretty good.
That's fine.
Had a great time.
Good. The conference going well for you so far?
Yeah, it's going well. Definitely meeting a lot of people, understanding what's going on out there in the industry right now. So it's been interesting.
Yeah. So we're talking talent today and staffing. So can you give us an overview of what's going on in the staffing world as far as what you guys are seeing at Trellis?
Well, Trellis, has gotten into the talent business of late, as I think you're aware.
Yep.
And, we are definitely finding that it's been an excellent opportunity. We operate in two particular areas, one being staff augmentation, mm-hmm. the other one being professional services. Staff augmentation is when you need a client-directed resource mm-hmm. in order to extend your team, work on a project as part of your team, supplement something else. Professional services, project-based or outcome-based work where you're buying a deliverable, and we can customize a solution using talent for whatever a credit union may need. Mm-hmm. We don't work with third-party contractors, so anyone that you get that's working on a Trellis project is a Trellis full-time employee.
Right on. We like that.
We feel it gives a lot more continuity, so we're very different from a staffing firm in that regard, but we're doing some really good things, and business has been exceptionally well of late.
Because you have domestic and offshore talent, and so tell us the benefits of that for trainings out there.
So we have got a significant real estate footprint in India, and we have many of our, if not most, of our talent resources based out of India. Mm-hmm. And we do that because we find that some of the more difficult to come by skill sets, whether it be things like data science or Python or a variety of things that are mm-hmm. very difficult, very expensive mm-hmm. to find in the U.S., we are able to find those people and retain them really well in India and have them specialize in credit union work. So, mm-hmm. In addition to that, there certainly are some situations where a credit union may specifically want to have an onshore resource because they may want them in person sometimes.
Sure.
From a data security standpoint, sometimes there are certain rules, related to that. Although you're fine, from a data security standpoint, whether it be onshore or offshore. We have a variety of options. And I think the key with what we do is that we can customize the solution mm-hmm. To whatever the credit union may want or may need. Mm-hmm. And we have the expertise to scope out and help them figure out what that may be.
Yeah, and it sounds like it's on a 24/7 clock too, right? So there's never... No stone goes unturned, I guess, in this instance.
Definitely not. I will tell you that being in Eastern Time and Central Time, most of the time, at least for me, a lot of early days for us and some late days for people in India. So, as long as you're not Pacific Time and there's no legitimate business time overlap, you're in good shape.
But that's me.
We're working around the clock.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, good stuff. Hey, let's talk about apps here, because they're probably the most visible reason that credit unions need to be investing in tech talent. So. Share with me the behind-the-scenes work that they're doing in this area as well, because apps are the rage right now in the industry.
We're certainly finding a lot of demand for people to work on a variety of apps. And as you could imagine, the reason the credit unions are so focused on apps right now is just simply member experience and member stickiness. You want you want members to be able to continually go back to that app, become comfortable with it, almost become part of what they do on an hour-to-hour basis where you sort of go back to that app. So certainly we are finding a significant amount of demand in you know, custom app development.
Yeah, yeah, it's almost like a technology revolution going on, and everyone's so used to working with apps, they know them backwards and forwards, and so it's a familiarity as well when your credit union has this thing. So that's the motivation, I'm assuming, for credit unions to have these, and you guys helping develop them.
Yeah, for sure. And when you talk about a revolution, you know, we're hearing probably the most about this week is the same thing that I think I've been hearing a lot about just in the media and out there, and that's AI. You know, as there's been this sort of buzz for ChatGPT and all this other stuff, the question then becomes, how can you sort of embed that into your workflows, or how can you use that technology to make member experience better, more efficient, quicker? Mm-hmm. So there's just a lot of discussion around how that goes, and it's interesting because I think so many people have recently been introduced to the real, you know, the AI's been around for a while, mm-hmm. but now I think that with ChatGPT and related products, you're starting to see the amazing things that can happen. So it's natural to think, how could this fit into my business ecosphere, you know, whether it be, you know, credit union, et cetera. So a lot of discussion about that this week. It's hard mm-hmm. to have any conversation for longer than 10 minutes without that time.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah, and this topic could go down a total wormhole, but I'm just always wondering how does ChatGPT or that type of technology affect talent, you know, because everyone's like always scared of being replaced by the robots, as they say, but that's a whole other show for sure, but I'm sure you guys are thinking about that as well, right?
Yeah, my general thought with technology and, you know, automation is that whenever something is replaced by technology or digitization or automation or whatever it may be, it always seems to open up something else somewhere else to work on.
Yeah, you're right.
So think about the number of development opportunities that are going on right now to basically embed ChatGPT into what people are doing. So I just don't think that we necessarily have to be worried about being overcome by the robots.
I mean, I completely agree.
You know, specialized employment, you know, employment rates are high and employment rates continue to be low. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there have been a variety of Silicon Valley layoffs, mm-hmm. but I think in the scheme of things, that doesn't really represent where the overall talent market is.
I agree. And speaking of the layoffs, I'm glad you mentioned that, because all the fintech layoffs. So how does that impact credit unions, or can credit unions take advantage of that, actually? Getting this talent that's out there.
They can. There is some talent out there that is available to credit unions. Sometimes it's a good fit, other times not. Obviously, mm-hmm. you know, technology is about what experience that you have and what your expertise is. Certainly from a compensation standpoint, you have to make sure that there's a match there, but there is some additional talent out there. Mm-hmm. But it's actually turning out that many of the people who have been reduced, if you will, from some of these Silicon Valley and other layoffs, are quickly finding other employment. It certainly gives us opportunity to acquire some of those people.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, too, is that you find in the credit union industry that there is definitely a demand for credit union experienced mm-hmm. talent, mm-hmm. regardless of what area that it's in.
Yeah.
So some of those people don't necessarily have that experience.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have the ability to kind of upskill them and train them a bit in the credit union industry as well. So we're doing that. But, you know, to make a short story long, as they say, there is some opportunity as a result of that.
I would think so, yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure you guys are busy in that area, because this is an area that's much, much needed in our industries, especially on the tech side, because it's moving so fast. So, yeah,
absolutely.
Good stuff. Anything else to add here, Steve?
No. You know, appreciate you having me in. A lot of interesting stuff going on here at GAC. And look forward to closing it out this week.
Indeed, yeah, and look forward to seeing you at your conference as well in a month or so.
Yeah,
so, yeah, a couple of months. Yeah, it's going to be here before you know it. All right, everybody, Steve Kass from Trellance. Go check him out.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.